Blog Talk Radio.
Never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, never would have made it, never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all, but now I'm there for me, and I can't. I'm stronger, I'm wiser. Better, much better. When I look back over all you brought me through, I can see that you were the one I held on to, and I never, never would have made it.
Stronger.
I'm wiser.
I'm wiser.
I'm better.
Better now.
Much better.
Much better.
When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. Now I'm stronger. Now I'm wiser. I'm better. So much better. I made it. If anybody in this house doesn't believe it, declare you made it. Tell your neighbor, never would have made it. Tell them, never could have made it. Oh, I wish I had some help here. I wish I had just two or three people
About nobody else, but I know I wouldn't have never made it. And I need him right now. I can't make it now without him. Never would have made it. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Louis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the Word of God and called by the will of God. And so happy to have each and every one of you all. I'm excited about the Word of God. So, Mass Pastor Bill, she'll give us a word of prayer, and we can jump into this lesson. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you for that song, Pastor. Never would have made it without the Lord. Amen. And the scripture I'd like to share is coming from 2 Peter, 1st chapter, verses 3 and 4. According as his divine power has given unto us all things that pertaineth unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that hath called us to the glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Amen. Heavenly Father, as we come before you today, we just want to say thank you, Father God. We thanking you, Father God, because we know that we could not have made it without you, Father God. And we're so thankful, Father God, that you
are
in our life today, that we are growing daily, that we are pulling off the old and putting on the new. We are so thankful, Father God, for the listeners, those that are listening by internet, our pastor, and those that participate. Father God, we give you praise for all things. Lord, we bind up anything and everything that may try to come up against any of us, Father God, and we are pressing on, Father God, that we may be able to be the children of God you're calling for in these last days. Father God, we're praying for all those who are sick and shut in. We're praying for the bereaved families and those who ask us to keep them in prayer. We know you are in control. We're praying that your will be done, Father God. Now, Lord, open up our hearts and our mind to the word today. Bless our pastor as he teaches the word, Father God, that we may continue to grow in the word and have the word in the lining of our heart. We give you praise in all things. In Christ Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Pastor. Well, hey, brothers and sisters, we're dealing with We have to direct people to the heavenly sanctuary. And we have to do that now.
Mm-hmm.
God is commissioning us and telling us we need to do that now.
Mm-hmm.
We got to get people into the real church, okay? So when we read Hebrews 8, we'll go to our foundational scripture. Now of the things which we have spoken, this is the psalm. We have such an high priest who is sit on the right hand of the throne of the majesty in the heavens, a minister of the sanctuary and of the true tabernacle, which the Lord pitched and not man.
Mm-hmm. Amen. From the Message Bible, in essence, we have just such a high priest, authoritative right alongside God, conducting worship in the one true sanctuary built by God. Amen.
Now, this is to let you know what's really going on. There's other sanctuaries.
Mm-hmm.
So he points out the true sanctuary. You want to underline that. If it wasn't other sanctuaries or other tabernacles, he wouldn't have to say the true tabernacle.
All right.
What that says to me is that there are other tabernacles. Then he points out the fact that the one that God pitched, and then he's real specific with this. He says, and not man. He want to be clear here.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And he's talking about the priesthood of Christ. The Bible calls him a high priest who is sitting on the right hand of the throne of the majesty in the heavens. That's where he's at. Well, what is he doing? He's a minister of the sanctuary.
Amen.
Listen, brothers and sisters, I don't know who your minister is. I don't know who your high priest is, but bless God, Christ wants to be your high priest. He wants to be your minister.
Thank you, Lord.
This ain't no ordinary ministry.
Yeah, say that.
This is not man's stuff. This is God's stuff.
Yeah.
Yesterday, I wanted to kind of pick up where we left off yesterday, but brothers and sisters, it's just so important that we point out some things, okay? And then we'll get to where we were yesterday. But we must understand that this is a better ministry in a better tabernacle. So let's go to Hebrews 7:19. Hebrews 7 and 9, verses 19. I want you to see this. It reads like this. For the law made nothing perfect, but the bringing in of a better hope did, by that which we draw nigh unto God. And the 25th verse says, and I think I read the 25th, 25th verse, as I'm looking for. But you have to understand the 19th. The 25th verse says, wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God, by him seeing he ever liveth to make intercessions. And the 26th verse says, for such an high priest became us who is holy, harmless, undefiled, separated from sins, and made higher than the heavens, who rendered not daily as those high priests to offer sacrifice first for his own sin, then for the people. For this he did once when he offered up himself. And the 28th verse says, for the law maketh man high priest, which have infirmity. But the word of the oath, which was sent, the law make the Son, who is consecrated forevermore.
Mm. Amen, amen. Praise God. Bring the message, Bible. Verse 19. The former way of doing things, system of commandments that never worked out the way it was supposed to, was set aside. The law brought nothing to maturity. Anyway, Jesus, a way that does work, that brings us right into the presence of God, is put in its place. And that makes Jesus the guarantee of a far better way between us and God. One that really works. He's there from now to eternity to save everyone who comes to God through him, always on the job to speak up for them. So now we have a high priest who perfectly fits our needs, completely holy, uncompromised by sin, with authority extending as high as God's presence in heaven itself. Unlike the other high priest, he doesn't have to offer sacrifices for his own sins every day before he can get around to us and our sins. He's done it once and for all, offered up himself as the sacrifice. The law appoints as high priests men who are never able to get the job done right. But this intervening command of God, which came later, appoints the Son, who is absolutely eternally perfect. Amen.
You see, Moses' teaching, brothers and sisters, couldn't accomplish. Going to church won't accomplish what we need. That won't do it.
Now.
That won't do it. You can go to church day in and day out. It will not save you. And can I say that one more time? Going day in, day out, every time this door opens, that will not save you. That's not what God wants. What God required was salvation for his people and that his people act like him.
All right. Amen.
Yeah, see, one of the things that God required of us is that we act like him. I was talking yesterday about the love and about truth. And in this true tabernacle, you got to have the love of God. Remember John 13:34-35? He says, a new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I have loved you. We are required to love like Christ loved, love like God loved. We are capable of doing that. We haven't been told that enough. We are capable of doing that. And then I read somewhere where he said, with God, all things are possible.
Yeah.
It's possible to love just like God. Well, he wouldn't have never told you or told me a new commandment. This goes with the new creation. It goes with the new order.
Yeah.
Right. As long as you have that adamant mind, or you trying to teach what Moses, now you won't see it. But the moment you really accept Christ and his truth, then you say, yeah, it's possible. It's possible for me. I can love like Christ. I can operate like God. I can operate in love. He said, love one another. I didn't write this stuff, y'all.
Say that.
He said, do it just like I love you. I want you to love other people. He laid his life down.
Yes.
He said, you can do it.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And he said, if you'll do this, all men shall know that you are my disciples if you love one another.
Amen.
You have this love thing together, the God kind of love. Let me be clear with that.
Come on.
But that's what he's telling us. The love like he loved.
Mm-hmm.
No excuses. No exception.
Yes. Amen, amen.
Get away from feelings, brothers and sisters.
Mm-hmm.
There's no need for feelings. If the need is for action, we're required to love like he loved. Mm-hmm. Well, the only way you're going to be able to do that is to operate in truth. So what did he say for us to do? Christ has become our high priest with
Thank
a guarantee of this promise. You got to get Moses couldn't offer you a guarantee. going to an earthly sanctuary won't give you no guarantee.
Amen.
That's not scripture. But being part of this heavenly promise, or you allowing Christ to minister to you, and not the Moses law and not the oath of a man, but of Christ, and he become your minister, the Bible says, by so much more, Jesus was made a surety of a better testament. That's guaranteed.
Thank you, Lord.
Well, but you can't do that without knowing that he's in the sanctuary.
Hmm.
Now, I didn't write this stuff, y'all.
All right,
I be jumping for this. That like I come up with a new Bible. No, it's right here. He's trying to sum up everything and let us know that we are to let Christ be our high priest.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So here I just go. What you look like up in the church, and most folks, if you be honest, they like to hear their own minister when they preaching, serving, or whatever. Well, we want to let Christ be your minister. Be the minister in the local church. That's not where he's operating at. I'm sorry. He's the minister of the sanctuary and of true tabernacle.
Yeah.
Brothers and sisters, you have to operate in truth, period. That's just straight truth.
That's right. Yes, we do. Mm-hmm.
So one of the roles of the truth to the Word of God is the true Christians are led by the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
He's called a comforter too, okay? Because he's called He is called a comforter, the Spirit of truth. See, the only way you can operate in truth is through the Spirit of truth.
Amen.
Good. Let me take y'all to the scripture. John 14, 16 and 17. I should have took you to John 17, but we're going to go ahead on and go to John 14. in verses 16 and 17, who all know that God don't want you to worry. He got you, okay?
Yeah.
So your heart don't have to be troubled. He got you.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord.
I know that. Jesus said this, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. That's now on, okay? And the 17th verse is, even the Spirit of truth, who the world cannot receive, because it sees him not, neither know him, but you know him, for he dwells with you and shall be in you.
Ooh, hallelujah. Amen. From the Message Bible, I will talk to the Father, and he'll provide you another friend so that you will always have someone with you. This friend is the Spirit of Truth. The godless world can't take him in because it doesn't have eyes to see him, doesn't know what to look for. But you know him already because he has been staying with you and will even be in you. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
But it says you can't be worry-minded. You won't see this through the world's vision, through the world's
Amen.
Prophecy, through the way the world sees things. You won't see this.
That's right.
The Bible said, but when the Comforter is come, who I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceeds from the Father, he shall testify of me.
Hallelujah.
That's what the Spirit of truth does.
Hallelujah.
All this old stuff. Oh, well, the Spirit of truth and told me you're going to get a house. And he don't have, why he telling you that? That ain't his job. His job is to tell us about Christ, to testify about Christ, and to lead us in the truth, lead us to the heavenly sanctuary, lead us through eternal life. Play church is over, brothers and sisters.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen.
He's called
Amen.
The Spirit of Truth. In John 15:26, he says, but when the Comforter, that's it, is come, who I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceeds from the Father, he shall testify of me.
Amen. From the Message Bible, when the friend I plan to send you from the Father comes, the Spirit of truth issuing from the Father, he will confirm everything about me. You too, from your side, you must give your confirming evidence since you are in this with me from the start. Amen.
So the Holy Ghost's job is to take us to truth. Where there's a true tabernacle, remember?
Amen.
People, the only one can take you to the true tabernacle. That's what that second verse said. So that's why I want you to see truth. Truth get truth. Truth begot truth. Truth, that's just the way it works. And if you're not being led by truth, you won't see truth. You'll be in error.
All right. Say that.
Guess what he's going to minister? He's going to minister truth.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
We'll see that. The same spirit of truth, the Bible says, will guide you into all truth. That's what I was trying to tell you, into all truth. So when it comes to the church, when it comes to healing, anything, all truth, or the truth that God has prepared. I read that. John 16:13. I'm going to go there so y'all know what I'm talking about. All truth. So if this is the truth, the Holy Ghost will lead you there. That's his job.
Yeah.
That's his job. He is to lead us in all truth, man.
Yeah.
So when you read John 16, I did say 16, 13, and see how that read. It says, howbeit, when he, the spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. From the Message Bible, but when the friend comes, the spirit of truth, he will take you by the hand and guide you into all the truth there is. He won't draw attention to himself, but will make sense out of what is about to happen, and indeed out of all that I have done and said. Amen.
Praise God. There it is. Amen. Well, we come to the part where anybody have any comments or want to say something on the scripture? This is the time we do that. I just opened up the studio. So anybody want to, you can press one or just start talking.
Amen. From the New Living Translation, John 16:13. Says, when the spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all truth. He will not speak on his own, but will tell you what he has heard. Amen. He will tell you about the future. Thank God he's going to lead us and guide us so that we will be led according to the word of God to our eternal life. That's what it's all about, eternal life. Amen. But you say, Pastor,
that's what he does. He guides you. What he guides you into? All truth.
Yeah.
All
Thank
truth.
You,
all truth.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. That's why we don't have to worry. Amen. You can rest in here.
Anyone else? Thank you so much, Pastor, for bringing that out. The New Living Translation. Anyone else? Well, if not, I know I had said yesterday I was going to pick it up, but we'll talk about love and truth. Because I want you to know the greatest is love, but God is love, and God is truth.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
But you can't. You want to be led by truth. That's what the Holy Spirit does.
Yes, say that.
Nothing else.